First of all, thank each and every one of you for being here. I do appreciate it, and definitely want to say thank you to the many fans that voted and put me in this position. So you guys feel free to fire away whenever you're ready.
Hey, Troy, when you look at this accomplishment and honor, do you get a little bit nostalgic for how things started for you with the Patriots all the way back in 1993? It's almost a 20-year association that you've had with the team now.
Yeah, somewhat. You know, you look back on it, and I always look back on it where I started from and how shaky things were and how unsure things were for me for a long time wearing that Patriots uniform. I think it was like 7 years in there where, you know, it was always pretty unstable for me. And I look back on it now, and, you know, I realize now, you know, how much the fans really did appreciate what I was doing, when at times it didn't seem like, you know, some other people around the organization didn't seem to realize that. But, you know, when it comes down to it, I always played hard for my teammates, and I played hard for my coaches, no matter who it was, and ownership, and, you know, and you really, really wanted to go out there and make our fans happy. So I think that now that I realize how much they appreciated the way I played the game, you know, it does make me feel really good.
Troy, how would you rate yourself on the basis of natural ability? When you think of Hall of Fame, obviously, you think of supremely talented players. And where would you put yourself there?
As far as natural ability?
Correct.
I was always athletic. You know, I didn't have some of the skills that you see a lot of the athletes have. I mean, I could jump. I was quick. I could catch and all those types of things. But when it came to just flat-out speed, that's something I had to work really hard at. And, you know, and I got better and I got faster, and I think it showed, you know, when I hit 28, 29 years old, I was probably 30 years old. I was one of my best times ever in 40-yard dash, and, you know, that it worked out in my favor there. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe I don't have, you know, all the things that you would think a guy my size would have, but, you know, I think I read some quotes from Bill, you know, and it's kind of hard to make up for some of those things, but when you have the heart and determination to go out there and get something done, and you go out there and you play the game like you love it, you know, you can make up for a lot of the things that you don't have.
Does that make it that much more satisfying that you're able to do that?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, I've loved football since I've been a very tiny kid, and, you know, I always figure out ways to kind of be successful at it. Since I played peewee football. You know, I always seemed to be on a team and surrounded with good people and good coaches, and I was always able to go out and find a way to win games, and that just, you know, it came along with me, you know, and it's just a part of who I am. You always find a way to get things done, and it does. It makes me feel really good to know that I had to continue to work to make myself better and continue to work to convince other people who were evaluating me that I deserved to be on their football team. And, you know, thank God for Bill Belichick, Charlie Weiss, all those guys that, you know, gave me an opportunity there to be a starter in the NFL, you know. And it worked out for me, and it worked out for them, too. So definitely a big thank you to them also.
Troy, when you retired, did you think that something like this was only a matter of time, getting into the Patriots Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's that those are things that kind of cross your mind from time to time, you know. And I'm not one that's big on accolades and all those things and praise, you know. I did my job, and I'm proud of what I did and how I did it, you know. But as a player, you get to see all those things. I saw Stanley Morgan go in. I saw Ben Coates go in, and, you know, all those guys going to the Hall of Fame, Bruce Armstrong, and. Yeah, you think about those kinds of things because I see it. I play with some of those guys, and you're able to see them go in there. And then when you walk into the Hall of Fame and you see the displays in there and all those things, and, you know, and me not being a person that's not big on those kinds of things, when you see somebody's personal stuff hanging up in there, yeah, it does kind of make you feel special. And you kind of want to be a part of that, you know, and any human being want to be a part of that. So, you know, it did cross my mind, you know, once I was done playing, that, you know, maybe one day I get to go back there and be in the Hall of Fame along with some of the greatest Patriots to ever do it, you know, and and I'm completely honored to be a part of that group now.
Troy, what was the most special moment of your career or most special game?
Oh, man. Jeez. Most special? God, like three Super Bowls. I mean, you name them. I was a part of quite a few unique games in Patriots history. I can talk about the Snow Bowl there against Oakland, the Tuck Rule, all those games, the overtime game against the Dolphins, and obviously the three Super Bowl wins that we had. Those are all, you know, great games, big games for us. And even back into, like, 1996, you know, winning that last game against the Giants to get home field advantage. Just so many special moments, but kind of hard to put my finger on just one. I can even, I mean, maybe the 2006 game against the San Diego Chargers, being able to get the ball back from Marlon McCree there and give us a chance to advance in the playoffs. How about that?
There's another game that kind of got lost in the haze of history. You had 16 catches in a 2002 game against the Chiefs, and then you get hurt. And you probably could have set the NFL record for receptions in a game had you not gotten hurt in the third quarter of that game. What do you remember of that game? Because that would have been put you in the history books.
Yeah, I remember dropping the very first third down pass to the over the middle, like a 16-yard throw, and having to leave the field and not feeling very good about myself. And from that point on, I think every ball Tom threw to me, I think I ended up catching from that point on. And it was just one of those games where we were just in a groove and he wasn't even looking for anybody else, I don't believe. He was just dropping back and throwing the ball in my direction. And we were just hooking up and it was going really good. And, you know, I took a whack on the knee there, I think, with about, you know, 6 or 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter and wasn't able to finish. But, you know, I do think the way things were going in that game and the way we were moving the ball up and down the field that, yeah, we probably would have broken that record pretty easily. But, you know, it wasn't meant to be, and those kinds of things happen. And, you know, I was just happy to get the 16 that I had and, you know, be a part of the Patriots record there.
Troy, what do you think about some of the other nominees for this Hall process, particularly your coach, Bill Parcells, way back in, you know, 93 to 96? Do you think he still has a shot to get in the Patriots Hall of Fame?
Well, I do. Now, I think he's very deserving of it because you look at where this franchise was before Bill Parcells took it over. You know, he's the one that really kind of changed the culture and changed the attitude of the New England Patriots and probably the fans, too, and gave them a lot of expectations, you know, when he took the job here. You know, I think it's going to be a hard climb from here, though. There's so many guys that were a part of the Super Bowl teams that are coming up. I think Teddy's up next year and maybe Rodney or somebody. So many different guys that are going to be coming up next year. It's going to be really, really, really tough for them to get in there. But I think the fans and everybody should really look at it and really think about what he did for the culture here in the New England area when it comes to football. He really changed the way people looked at the game here in our area.
Troy, is Robert Kraft the one that called you yesterday to let you know that you had been the one elected, and how did that conversation go?
I had a slight problem. My dog chewed my other phone up, so it wasn't working, so he ended up leaving a message on that phone. But I ended up talking to Stacey James yesterday, and he let me know. But I did check Robert's message, and, of course, it was full of praise, as usual, from him. And definitely have to thank him and his family for you know, helping me get inducted into the Hall of Fame again, you know, and being a huge part of another accolade that I'm receiving, you know, as his wife was continuing to be her favorite player as long as I was on the team, and you know, and that's one of the best memories he has of that, and you know, so but he did leave a great message there and thanking me and being such a great part of the organization, and you know, so and I have to return the thanks to him too and his family for all they've done for, you know, football in New England, myself, and you know, my children and everybody else. So it's just been a great ride, and you know, and the Kraft bought the team back in '94. You know, and couple that with Bill Parcells, and then you put Bill Belichick into the mix of things. I mean, it's been just a great franchise, and he's built a great model on so many other teams around the league to look at and look how they do things. And all his producers and winners over the year, man, over the years, and they continue to do it year after year. So he's done a wonderful job with this organization.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.